Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is for the Republicans in the House of Representatives. They have come together almost unanimously behind a candidate for Speaker who is now the new Speaker. He is about to be giving his first press conference as Speaker of the House. We will go to that. We will play you part of his inaugural address, you could say, where people were just so grateful to have a speaker. He got robust applause, and he clearly speaks for the overwhelming majority of members of the Republican conference in the House of Representatives, where after 3 weeks, after four failed votes, there's Mike Johnson, and you might be saying, who's Mike Johnson? I don't know who this guy is. Well, he made a terrific first impression. I think that especially given how weary people were, how eager they were to actually get to work, he alluded to that in his speech at the same time that he introduced himself to people who, by and large, don't know who he is. He is, according to people who have done the research, the least experienced Speaker of the House. In other words, he has only been in the House since winning election in Trump's first election of 2016. And before that, he was a little-known local politician in Shreveport, Louisiana. And he's the oldest of four children. His father was a firefighter, and he actually spoke movingly, I thought, about his father in the speech. This is Speaker of the House Mike Johnson explaining part of his background.
Now, I lost my dad to cancer 3 days before I got elected to Congress. 3 days. And he wanted to be there at my election night so badly. I'm the first college graduate in my family. This was a big deal to him. And so several weeks after that, it was early 2017. It was my freshman term, and it fell to me to be in the rostrum one night to serve here as Speaker pro tem. I thought that was a big deal until I figured out that's what you do for freshmen late at night. I looked up at the top in the chamber there, and I saw the face of Moses staring down. And I just felt in that moment the weight of this place, right? The history that is revered here and the future that we are called to forge. And I really was just kind of almost overwhelmed with emotion. It occurred to me in that moment, it had been several weeks and I had not had an opportunity yet to grieve my dad's passing. And I just had this sense that somehow he knew. And I had tears come to my eyes and I was standing here and I'm wiping them away. And then it suddenly occurs to me, the late night C-SPAN viewers are going to think something's very wrong with the new young congressman from Louisiana. I just knew in that moment that my dad, my father would be proud of me. And I felt that he was. And I think all of our parents are proud of what we're called to do here.
We will be speaking later on in the show to David Drucker of the Dispatch about this new speaker pick, what it means. Will we actually get a continuing resolution so that we don't have another government shutdown? Mike Johnson opposed the previous continuing resolution that probably cost Kevin McCarthy his speakership, because he had the courage to do the right thing for the country, God bless him, and to avoid at this very critical time in the Middle East and in Ukraine and at the American border. The new Speaker of the House is speaking, and let us give you a chance to hear him directly.
Perseverance and hope. And as he was talking here just a moment ago, I was reminded of the scripture that says suffering produces perseverance, perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. What we need in this country is more hope. The people have lost their faith in our institutions. Their faith is at an all-time low. And one of the reasons they've lost it is because the Congress, over the years, has not delivered for the American people well enough. We're in the majority right now. We've gone through a little bit of suffering. We've gone through a little bit of character building. And you know what it's produced? More strength, more perseverance, and a lot of hope. And that's what we're about to deliver to the American people. Yes. We are going to speak. We're going to speak with clarity and conviction and consistency to the American people. We're going to tell them what we're for, what agenda we are pursuing, and why it is best for every American, why it will give them more liberty, opportunity, and security. We're going to speak to that clearly. We're going to act consistently, and we're going to exhibit two things here, trust and teamwork. And this group will deliver for the American people. I said it in the chamber, and I will say it here. We're going to govern well. And I think the people are going to be very pleased with those results. We're so grateful. I'm so grateful and so humbled to have gotten a unanimous vote on the floor by all of my colleagues here. We went through a lot to get here, but we are ready to govern, and that will begin right away. You've all heard me talk a lot today, and I'm not going to belabor the point because the sun is bright and it's too warm for the fall. But I'll say this. We're going to dispense with all the usual ceremonies and celebrations that traditionally follow a new speakership because we have no time for either one. The American people's business is too urgent in this moment. The hour is late. The crisis is great. And America, we hear you. And we are reporting again, as I said in there, to our duty stations. That will begin in just a few moments. This entire group is going to go back to the House floor, and we are going to pass our resolution in support of the nation of Israel, our closest ally in the Middle East. You're going to see an aggressive schedule in the days and weeks ahead. You're going to see Congress working as hard as it's ever worked, and we are going to deliver for the American people. I'm grateful for this opportunity. I want to thank you for being patient with us, and I promise you it'll be worth it. Yes. God bless you. God bless you.
Does that sound like a breath of fresh air, almost? Does that sound encouraging? I mean, after the 3 weeks of stalemate and childishness and sniping back and forth, because a number of the other people who were contesting to become speaker, like Steve Scalise, he would have also from Louisiana, with obviously a similar strong conservative perspective to Mike Johnson. It's just they got here. And they picked a good guy who seems to be offering the jolt of energy that the Congress particularly needed, that the country needed. We're also going to be speaking about energy and interaction and how you work effectively with other people with David Brooks. He has a brand new book, which is about how people in America need to see each other more clearly and listen to each other more clearly and have more interest in other people. It's an unusual book. It's not nakedly political, conservative, or liberal. It is about human interaction. And we are also going to be speaking later in the program to Andy McCarthy about the latest problem for President Trump, yet another fine, because Trump seems unable to be. He seems obsessed with this clerk to one of the judges in one of his many trials. It's Judge Ergeron. The clerk's name is Greenfeld. He's been warned not to keep criticizing her, but he couldn't control himself. We will get to that and much, much more with Andy McCarthy later and with David Drucker coming up.
He's Michael Medved, and he is
reporting for duty.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved Show, it may not be one of those historic milestones where years from now people will ask you, do you remember where you were when Mike Johnson was elected Speaker of the House, what you were doing, what the date is? It's October 25th. Is this a solemn and important day? No, but it's a good day, and it's an encouraging day. And it shows the Republican Party and the Republicans in the House of Representatives in a much better light than they had been in the sniping between Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan and between Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy And honestly, especially with George Santos back in the news with a brand new fable about how he's the victim of Chinese communist spies. It's not true. There's no indication that that is true. But then again, that's George Santos. All of that being upstaged by Mike Johnson, who is a new face and a fresh face. He is the most inexperienced Speaker of the House to be selected since 1883. And this is something you can amaze your friends by pointing to the Democrat John Carlisle of Kentucky, who was elected in 1883. It was also a time of sharp political division, and he didn't have a particularly eventful speakership. But events are forcing Mike Johnson to have that kind of eventful speakership. They are going immediately. Their first order of business is passing a resolution supporting Israel in Israel's struggle against the barbarous evil and genocidal craziness of Hamas. And that should be, I don't know if someone has written that resolution yet, but they apparently are going to be voting on it today, which is a good thing. And speaking about that, Mike Johnson had this to say about his first bill. This is clip three.
We're in a time of extraordinary crisis right now, and the world needs us to be strong. They need us to remember our creed and our admonition. Turmoil and violence have rocked the Middle East and Eastern Europe. We all know it. And tensions continue to build in the Indo-Pacific. The country demands strong leadership of this body, and we must not waver. Our nation's greatest ally in the Middle East is under attack. The first bill that I'm going to bring to this floor in just a little while will be in support of our dear friend Israel, and we're overdue in getting that done.
And we will keep you up to date as they do get it done, apparently, this afternoon. The idea that Americans once had pride in Congress, and that they have less pride today. There's only 32% of Americans think that Congress is even doing an adequate job. The disapproval of Congress is higher than the disapproval of the Supreme Court or the presidency or any other branch of government. Is it possible that Mike Johnson can change that? Well, he's, as I indicated, I believe he's making a fairly effective start. Here is a clip two about pride in Congress.
I think all the American people at one time had great pride in this institution, but right now, that's in jeopardy. And we have a challenge before us right now to rebuild and restore that trust. This is a beautiful country. It's the beauty of America that allows a firefighter's kid like me to come here and serve in this sacred chamber where great men and women have served before all of us and strived together to build and then preserve what Lincoln did refer to as the last best hope of man on earth. We stand at a very dangerous time. I'm stating the obvious. We all know that. The world is in turmoil. But a strong America is good for the entire world. We are the beacon of freedom, and we must preserve this grand experiment in self-governance. It still is. We're only 247 years into this grand experiment. We don't know how long it will last, but we do know that the founders told us to take good care of it. I want to tell all my colleagues here what I told the Republicans in that room last night. I don't believe there are any coincidences in a matter like this. I believe that Scripture, the Bible, is very clear. That God is the one that raises up those in authority. He raised up each of you, all of us. And I believe that God has ordained and allowed each one of us to be brought here for this specific moment in this time. This is my belief. I believe that each one of us has a huge responsibility today. to use the gifts that God has given us to serve the extraordinary people of this great country, and they deserve it, and to ensure that our republic remains standing as the great beacon of light and hope and freedom in a world that desperately needs it.
And then he spoke about America facing serious threats.
We're going to show not only Israel, but the entire world, that the barbarism of Hamas that we have all seen play out on our television screens is wretched and wrong. And we are going to stand for the good in that conflict. We have a catastrophe at our southern border. The Senate and the White House can no longer ignore the problem. From Texas to New York, wave after wave of illegal migrants are stressing our communities to their breaking points. We know that our streets are being flooded with fentanyl, and all of our communities, children, and even adults are dying from it. The status quo is unacceptable. Inaction is unacceptable, and we must come together and address the broken border. We have to do it.
And then a brief but very effective conclusion. Listen.
My office is going to be known for trust and transparency and accountability, for good stewardship of the people's treasure, for the honesty and integrity that is incumbent upon us, all of us, here in the people's house. Our system of government is not a perfect system. It's got a lot of challenges, but it is still the best one in the world, and we have an opportunity to preserve it. Let the enemies of freedom around the world hear us loud and clear. The people's house is back in business.
The people's house is back in business. We'll be talking with David Drucker of The Dispatch, who author of the book In Trump's Shadow. To what extent is Mike Johnson the new speaker in Trump's shadow? He was an early supporter of President Trump. He was elected to Congress of the United States the first time President Trump was elected to any office, when he was elected president in 2016. Can he give a fresh start to this Congress, get us past the problem of a looming government shutdown, and do something to provide the aid that is needed by not only Israel, but by Ukraine? Where is he on that? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVent Show.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. The Michael MedVent Show.
It's so cool.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Build more border wall. That's the cry from some in Congress and many Texas sheriffs.
It's not a red issue or a blue issue. It's a red, white, and blue. We took an oath, and we need to protect our people. We need to take our border back.
The White House underscoring that there's no place for anti-Semitism in the U.S. This after Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre received criticism on Monday for her response to a question regarding the increase in anti-Semitism. The Georgia Supreme Court yesterday upheld the pro pro-life heartbeat legislation signed into law by Republican Governor Brian Kemp 4 years ago. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot, who's accused of trying to shut down the engines on a Horizon Airlines flight, has been charged in a Portland court. Joseph Emerson faces over 160 charges, including 83 counts of attempted murder. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let the enemies of freedom around the world hear us loud and clear. The People's House is back in business.
And that was the new Speaker of the House. Yes, he has been sworn in. He is given his inaugural address. He is, in fact, putting forward his first piece of legislation, a resolution in support of Israel in the crisis in the Middle East. His name is Mike Johnson, and we have someone named David Drucker, regular guest on the show, I'm proud to say. He's a senior writer at the Dispatch and has been reporting on Washington and the politics of Washington and our Congress for many, many years. David is also the author of the book In Trump's Shadow. So do you think that Mike Johnson made a good start? David, in terms of what we've all heard, stepping out from under Trump's shadow?
Well, I don't know that he stepped out from under Trump's shadow, but his victory speech, such that it was a great speech, the kind of thing you want to hear from anyone who wins the gavel. And I mean that in that if you're a Democrat or a Republican, there are partisan elements to a speaker, to a new speaker's sort of introductory speech, valedictory speech that you're not going to like or that you already know you take issue with. But he said all of the right things in terms of wanting the House of Representatives to govern, understanding that there are, you know, Democrats who are going to disagree with Republicans, that they're all, you know, they're going to have vigorous disagreements, but that they, you know, should occur within the bounds of the Constitution and our system. He praised the American system and talked about restoring faith in government. I found that particularly interesting just because so much of the lack of faith in government and institutions, I mean, some of it is just from what we've experienced over the last two decades between the September 11, 2001 terror attacks, the Great Recession, the war in Iraq, I could go on, but some of that, at least in conservative circles, has come from elected Republicans constantly telling their Republican voters that the government is out to get you and you can't trust it. So I thought that was actually kind of interesting. He also talked about wanting to decentralize power from the Speaker's office. Now, that makes sense because he doesn't take the job. He did not ascend to the job with a base of power, a lot of influence, political or otherwise, and so that is naturally going to occur, at least in the short term. But it was interesting. There was a time when committee chairmen and the conference leaders, other than the Speaker of the House, for whichever party is in the majority, had a lot more power than they have had recently.
Yeah, one thing that was very striking to me was he also spoke about the House of Representatives chamber and the Capitol building in general. He talked about part of the decorations, part of the sculptures that are there near the dome of the Capitol building, and there's an image of Moses that he spoke about. He called the Capitol building a sacred place. And, of course, he did all of that without mentioning that there were people on January 6th who didn't exactly treat it as a sacred place or as a basically a temple of democracy. There was, at the time, a lot more even savage animosity to the very institution of the Congress of the United States. Do you think that part of the tone of the speech was an effort to turn that around, even for MAGA conservatives?
I don't know enough to know. And, you know, I will say, Michael, this is where I've been using this easy cliche, but I think it just makes it easier to explain all of this. There are platitudes that Democrats and Republicans agree on, and then there are rubber meets the road issues. And, you know, what I mean by that is, you know, contrary to what some partisans may think, if I interview just about every Republican in the House of Representatives and every Democrat and say, do you love America? They'll all say yes. Do you think we have a, you know, the best democratic system in the world? They'll say yes. And I could go down the list. And then when I say, okay, so how should we solve the deficit? And what about defense spending? And what about abortion rights or the right to life? And these are rubber meets the road issues, right? So if I end up interviewing Speaker Johnson and I bring this remark up and I say to him, did you say that because you were recollecting what happened on January 6th and how a lot of Americans didn't treat this building as a temple? What would he say? I mean, that's a rubber meet the road sort of issue. As will government funding, as will support for military aid to Ukraine. Some things are easy, but a lot of the things that put Republicans and the House of Representatives in the position they were in for the last 22 days were about issues where there is visceral disagreement, where you can only get things done in divided government by giving and getting, and where they found themselves completely unable to do that.
And what do you think about Johnson, Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House? For Kevin McCarthy, one of the things that cost him his speakership was actually making a deal on a continuing resolution that prevented the government from shutting down. It seems like there are still powerful voices within the Republican conference that think a shutdown would be a good idea. Would actually be a winning issue for Republicans. You don't think Johnson's one of them, do you?
I have no idea, and we will find out. What is very interesting is that, on one hand, I think those Republicans that wanted a government shutdown found another way to get it. We've been going through it for the last 3 weeks.
A government shutdown, you know, by another name.
By other means. Correct.
Yeah,
you know, my sources tell me, and this is out there in all of the reporting, that it's possible that the House Republicans most interested in shutting the government down and being inflexible are willing to be more flexible and give Speaker Johnson more latitude because they like him, they trust him, and he's one of them. I'm just not convinced that when he, if he comes back to them and says, I have a deal with President Joe Biden and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, which of course will include Senate Republicans because of the filibuster, to do X, Y, and Z, that they're going to say that that's okay. Now, he will say, we're going to give them X, Y, and Z because they gave us A, B, and C, or they gave us A and B, or because we're outnumbered, but I've been able to push the ball forward on some of these issues, even though they got to push it back on us on these issues. This has never been a language that these Republicans have understood or wanted to speak, even if they did understand it. Now, will they play ball because it's Johnson and not McCarthy? It's possible, and we will find out. We'll also find out exactly how much sort of power and influence Speaker Johnson has to negotiate any deal, given that he doesn't come to the job after years of relationship building and coalition building. He doesn't have any experience in building a coalition of 218 votes. And we don't know yet whether he can do a deal with the Democrats that people that will vote against it will otherwise be okay with because it's him. Maybe he will be that guy. We just don't know yet.
Well, we can hope. One of the things I hope for is Mike Johnson is a member of the so-called Weaponization Committee, which is the committee that was set up by Kevin McCarthy to find out about misuse of the Justice Department. And then the Weaponization Committee and the Judiciary Committee, where Mike Johnson is also a member, he's an attorney, they're both have been looking at impeachment. My ardent hope is that we can put that aside and concentrate on dealing with some of the country's real problems. We will be right back. David Drucker, his book, In Trump's Shadow. He is senior writer at The Dispatch. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
Michael Medved.
I'm listening to everything you say.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Michael Medved Show, the election of Mike Johnson as the new Speaker of the House is certainly something that pleases President Trump and his campaign. He said on social media today, he said that I am not going to make an endorsement, capital E, in this race, because I could never go against any of these fine and very talented men, all of whom have supported me in both mind and spirit from the very beginning of our great, capital G-R-E-A-T, 2016 victory. In 2024, we will have an even bigger and more important win, exclamation point. My strong suggestion is to go with the leading candidate, Mike Johnson, and get it done fast. That's what Trump said on social media, and that's what the members of the House of Representatives did. Meanwhile, he's still busy in the courtroom, and, okay, which trial? This is not the Georgia trial. The Georgia trial is a Georgia state trial where he's one of, actually, I think the number has been reduced to 15 other defendants. And the reason it's been reduced is because a bunch of other people, like Jenna Ellis yesterday, Kenneth Chesbro a couple of days ago, and Sidney Powell before that, they've all pleaded guilty in that trial, which actually includes charges of racketeering. That's the Georgia trial. President Trump is dealing with a separate New York State trial, the one about his questionable tactics in building his business in New York. And you might say, who cares? Well, Trump just got fined $10,000. And, of course, $10,000 to Trump, as we all know, is pocket change because he's so rich, rich, rich. But it's still a serious matter. He's been going in and out of the courtroom. This is where he has been confronting his former fixer and very close associate, Michael Cohen, who is no longer a close associate of President Trump. But earlier today, Trump made some comments that violated his limited gag order, because Judge Angoran, who is the judge in this case, has indicated he's very sensitive about going after employees of the court who are not opposing attorneys, not the judge himself, they're not prosecutors, but they're court employees like the judge's clerk. And Trump had been chastised before by the judge specifically for insulting the clerk, sending out to literally millions of people a picture of her together with Senator Chuck Schumer saying she was Schumer's girlfriend. Schumer says he doesn't remember even meeting her. It was at some campaign event that they saw each other. In any event, here was Trump earlier today, and what you're hearing is a very expensive bit of sound, because it's costing President Trump, or actually his campaign contributors, because a lot of his legal bills have been paid from campaign donations. But this is worth $10,000, which you're about to hear. Listen.
This trial should have never been brought, but if we had a jury, it would have been fair, at least, even if it was a somewhat negative jury, because no negative jury would vote against him. But this judge will, because this judge is a very partisan judge, with a person who's very partisan sitting alongside him, perhaps even much more partisan than he is. So we are doing very well. The facts are speaking very loud. He's a totally discredited witness, and you haven't seen anything yet. This goes on for a long time, and he's a totally discredited witness.
He's talking there about Michael Cohen. Judge Arthur Engoron today fined former President Trump $10,000 for violating the gag order in his $250 million New York business fraud trial. Michael Cohen also resumed testifying in the fraud trial of Trump and his company. Trump and his attorneys attacked Cohen's credibility as a witness during his first day on the stand. Trump is in the courtroom staring down his former personal attorney and fixer. Now, here's what the Trump team says. They said that what you just heard, when he's talking about the person sitting right next to the judge, he obviously was referring to the clerk, whose name is Greenfield, and who's female. But Trump's lawyers say he was talking about Cohen when he said the person sitting right next to him. Well, Cohen as a witness was not sitting right next to the judge. And again, the judge also said that if Trump does not begin paying attention to the gag order, that's an order that bars Trump from making public statements about Special Counsel Jack Smith, the defense counsel, members of the court, or any of their staffers, and that, yes, includes the clerk who works closely with Judge Engoron. The idea that all this is going on as we come toward climactic events in not just the Middle East, but in the Congress of the United States, with a new speaker finally in place, with a real struggle to make sure that there is a continuing resolution and that the government doesn't shut down. President Trump is dealing with fast-moving legal fights in both New York and in Georgia. Okay, NBC is reporting that just now, I mean minutes ago, Trump stormed out of the courtroom, a move that appeared to take even his own lawyers by surprise. That was after the judge would not dismiss the charges against President Trump that could end up with a $250 million fine. And what's fascinating about this is the American Civil Liberties Union has taken the side of President Trump. They are arguing that the gag order on the former president in his federal election interference case, a different case, not this gag order, a different gag order, violates the U.S. Constitution. The ACLU, a frequent and vocal critic of Trump, said the restrictions placed on his speech run afoul of the First Amendment. And that order bars Trump from making public statements about Special Counsel Jack Smith, the defense counsel, who's not involved in the trial in New York about the business fraud, and the members of the court or any of their staffers. Wouldn't it be useful, considering that there's so many of these trials and legal proceedings and so many different personalities, if they had the equivalent of baseball cards, so you could tell the difference between Fonnie Willis and Letitia James and Jack Smith? Yes, I'm giving President Trump the idea. He can do his own. He did his own collectibles, remember, with portraits of him as a heroic cowboy and as an astronaut. This could, but to keep some of the personalities straight and where they're going and whose side they're on, they'd have to be flexible, though, because it changes all the time. Certainly you would have thought that Mark Meadows was on Trump's side up until, what, 2 days ago, when it was revealed that he had been testifying and providing information to Jack Smith and his prosecutors. We will get to a number of other pending ideas and controversies and things that are very, very meaningful in terms of the international picture. But there's also issues about our personal interactions domestically. How do we talk to other people? How do we get along with them? How do you build successful businesses or political movements? David Brooks has a new book that he says is his personal response to barbarous times. It talks about how you can see other people and make sure you get seen by them in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.